the game. And on certain nights, maybe once or twice a year, I'd carry the baby down, and all the kids would come, all nine of us together, and we'd build a town in the basement from boxes and blankets and overturned chairs. And some lived under the pool table, or in the bathroom, or the boiler room, or in the toy cupboard under the stairs. And you could be a man or a woman, a husband or a wife or a child. And we bustled around like a day in the village until one of us turned off the lights, switch by switch, and slowly it became night and the people slept. Our parents were upstairs with company or not fighting, and one of us, it was usually a boy, became the town crier. And he walked around our little sleeping population and told the hours with his voice. And this was the gate. 9 o'clock, and all is well, he'd say, walking like a constable we must have seen in a movie. And what we called an hour passed. 10 o'clock, and all is well. And maybe somebody stirred in her sleep, or a grown-up baby cried and was comforted. 11 o'clock, and all is well. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. 2 o'clock. And it went on like that through the night we made up until we could pretend it was morning.